the world began, you see, we have been separated from God. Our souls are conscious entities. And God is a limitless ocean of all consciousness. We were separated from our true home when nobody can count the period, but the approximate time given by aliens is about 4 billion of years. And that also counts from the lost dissolution. How many dissolutions came on, how many grand dissolutions we had, that nobody knows. So ever since the world began, you see, we have been separated from the God, from the Lord. We are conscious entities, conscious beings. As it were, we can compare that God is our Lord, you see, Lord of all souls. We are devoted to Him. We are devotees to Him, you see. Now the question arises, ever since we came, we have not yet so far gone back, you see. Otherwise, we would have been sitting in some other position. We must be conscious of something higher. We are, as we now stand now, we know nothing of our own self. And we know, not even those who have been put on the way, they also know little on this way. They have been put on the way. But they have not come in conscious contact with God or reached His true home so far, you see. So we have been, our souls have been under the control of mind, and mind has been swayed by the organs of sense, impressions received through the organs of sense. We have been, as it were, you see, quite away from the Lord, our own self, and from the Lord too. Because we do not know ourselves, do not know God. As such, we have been getting the man body, you see, now and then, because man body is the highest of all creation. Even while getting the man body, you see, we have been attached to the sensuous life, you see. We have been leading the life of animals, so to say. Man body, you see, is the highest of all creation. And even the angels were asked to go to the man body that when it was created, it is so stated in the Quran of the Muhammad, you see, Prophet Muhammad. So it is the greatest man, but while having the body of a man, it has discriminating power, you see, discrimination. Man can discriminate real from the unreal, and stick to the real if he can, likes, you see. But he has been seen not using this power of discrimination, simply attached to the enjoyments of the senses, you see. The reason was he remained all alone, quite unconscious of his own self, and unconscious of the God overhead, you see. When death overtake him, you see, overtook him, at that time soul was leaving the body and the man does awake, oh, what is all this? At that time he could not do except to shed 2 tears in repentance, you see, that he had lost his game as a man and passed away. Again the same thing came on. So ever since the world began, we have been separated from the Lord, you see, not yet met Him, you see. Had we met Him, we have been in the form of some master, you see, quite conscious. We should have been the mouthpiece of God, you see. We should have just conscious co-worker of His divine plan. But we sit in some other position, we do not know who we are, what to speak of God overhead, you see. So masters have been coming ever since, you see. They have been just awakening us to that realization itself. We forgot again, somebody came up to revive that very subject, you see. You awaken us to the right values of life, to understand who you are, what you are, and to know God. Again and again masters have been coming up, you see. And in the 20th century now we stand with so many masters who came in the past. Whoever came in their contact, of course they were awakened, and who worked up to their instruction, lived up to what they said, they had also been awakened and knew in themselves and knew God, you see. We are fortunate in the present century that we have got scriptures, holy sayings, you see, all those masters who came in the past. Had we come, say, about 100 years back, the divine sayings, you say, are the scripture left by Swami Shivdarsi would not have been with us. Had we come, say, 500 years back, the holy sayings or the scriptures or the Sikhs would have not been with us, you see. Had we come, say, 2000 years back or 1500 years back, the holy Quran or the Prophet Muhammad would not have been with us. And had we come before Christ 2000 years back, then the Bible would not have been with us. Similarly, if you go back, say, 5000, 6000 years, had you come even before that time, you see, even the, scriptures left by Lord Buddha, Zoroaster would not have been. My point is just to bring to your notice that we are in this 20th century most fortunate that we have got scriptures of all masters who came in the past with us. We are in this, that respect fortunate. We can turn up their scriptures to see whether what they have to say on the subject. By comparative study of religion, we find that they are barrow of the subject. All say, well, kingdom of God is within you. All say that God is light. You can see light if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Then says, blessed are they who see. They all say like that, you see. Though the eyes are different with which we can see God, though they are not these eyes of the flesh and blood. Again they said, you see, flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. They are all one, in their own words, as I tell you. But we have got that much testimony, I might say, that all masters had to say the same thing. We could analyze and know ourselves, open our inner eye and see the light of God while alive. But how? Then again we said that Father knows the Son, you see, and the Son knows the Father, and others whom the Son of Man reveals, you see. So Son of Man is a master, you see, in whom God's power is manifest. Whoever comes to receive me, he just gives him a first experience of God with him, you see. This is what has been said by all masters. So all the teachings of all the masters who came in the past, they have been one, all around, not two. Now we can take it experimentally, you see, as a safer. To safer way to take, we can take it as an experimental measure. When all are saying the same thing, the light is within you, and that can be revealed by the Son of Man. The way to know just the after finding out some Son of Man who to whom God has revealed, and He can reveal it to you. So all holy sayings of the Master, you see, deal with this subject. In a different way, of course, but in their own ways of expression, but their subject matter is the same, you see, that have not been changed. I just laid before you some things of the Kavis yesterday, the day before general talk was done, and that day before I just quoted from Swami Shivdayal Singh and others like that. All had to say the same thing, well, you have to leave the body someday, the day which you call the day of death, or the day of great final change. I think it would be better if you express that way. Because death is no big bear, it is only mere change, you have just to leave the body, you see. This thing is with us, you see. Now somebody is needy who can give us that experience, how to transcend. So we have got this man-body ever since we separated from God, you see. And so far we have not reached our true home. So today I will take over him from Guru Nanak, you see. The founder arrived in the... who came after Kabir the Great, I will say. He was contemporary with Kabir, who is considered to be the father of spirituality in the East, you see. And you will see he is just beautifully explained, he will explain what we are, what we should have done, how can we again rise and have our own, rise into our own true consciousness and see God. That's right.
बुलावड़े भूली भूल भूल पछताई सिर सोजड़ी सुती सिर की सार न जान.
गुरु नानक कंपेयर्स यू सी आवरसेल्व्स टू अ लेडी. Our souls, because soul, God is the Lord of all souls, you see. He is the true husband of the soul. He compares the soul to a lady, you see. He said, we have been getting the man body ever since we were separated, you see. We had the man body, but in that also, we pass our life in a delusion, you see. In a grand deception. You see, we are indweller of this body. We are not the bodies. This is the temple in which we live in, and God also lives in. So time does come when we have to leave the body, but we are so much identified with the body that we cannot differentiate ourselves at present whether we are the indweller of the body or the body itself. We are working as it were from the level of the body, you see, not from the level of the soul. Matter is all changing, you see. The world is made of matter and our bodies are also made of matter. And matter is changing. Both are changing, you see. And we are identified with the body. So when two things are changing, you see, at the same speed, naturally the man who identifies with them, they'll see everything is standing, you see. Just like when you row in a boat down the river, there are two or three men rowing, you see. And water of the river also flows down at the same speed, and the boat also rose down at the same speed because it is on this level of the river, you see. The men riding, you see, sitting in the boat, when they see around, you see, the water is also standing in the boat, appears to be standing, whereas both are just running at the speed, you see. Or if somebody just steps out of the boat and stands outside, what does he see? He sees well, boat is flowing down and the water or the river is also flowing down. He simply cries out of sympathy, well, our friends, you are being going down the stream. And what they do, they simply look around and see, well, boat is standing, water is standing, you see. You see, is it not a grand delusion? Even the learned and the unlearned, all things we are facing, we are all right. We see with our own eyes, you see, that such like bodies we have taken on our shoulders. We attended the funerals. Bodies were taken to the burial grounds and put on the ground before our eyes. We are the eyewitness. And those bodies which you have put on the ground, just they are just like bodies that we are carrying. You see? This is passing phase. This will leave us someday. But do we ever see that this body is changing and we have to leave someday? No. It is a great deception. Only at the time of death, when the soul leaves the body, at that time it awakens, you see. Oh, it's all passing away, everything. At that time, what's the result? Simply sheds tears and passes away, that's all. You cannot do anything, you see, time, at the time. We have to just learn this mystery of life. Who we are, what we are, you see. We have to just learn how to analyze our body, ourselves from the body, come about the body consciousness, transcend the body at will. We could have seen this body just in art, and by day-to-day practice we would have been expert in leaving the body at will 100 times a day. When death would have overtaken such a man, he is not like a dreadful of the body, you know, of the death. So Guru Nanak says that our soul have been coming, they were identified with the body, they remained under deception throughout life, even when they got a man body. They did not awaken, you see. They passed as they were like a dream at the end of life, when death did overtake him, you see. He simply repented, you see, shed 2 tears and went away, that's all. It is something like that, you say. Just like the wife, one wife is just leaves, is just turned out, you might say, by the husband from this. Gives an example to show. Just when the husband turns out the wife and she goes away from her. To her parents' home or somewhere. Well, when she has gone, turned out, then naturally there should be some desire in the wife, you see, that the matters may be reconciled, you see. She should try, or at least consider all the sad experience she had, and if there was anything to be reconciled, that should be done, you see. Instead of even thinking of the husband, she simply sleeps. She is unaware whether she had ever had any husband at all, you see. That is an example, you see. This is an example to show that we have come from the Lord, you see, someday separated from Lord, just like a wife has turned out from the house, you see. We are in the world, you see. When we are in the world, well, we never even think of God. So, whereas the wife should not have done that, should not have forgotten the husband, you see. She must have done something to again go back to her husband, you see. But she has not done anything, she's simply sleeping. Now, forgetful of the husband. But do you think husband would ever care for such a wife? This is also an example he is giving, but what he means that our souls have been separated from God, that is, Lord is our true husband of the souls, and this soul, ever since it has come to the world, it has never dreamt of the husband, God, you see. Just like that. Yes, self-protection.
उनावड़े भूले भूल भूल पछतानी तेरे छोड़ी सुती तेरे की सार न जानी.
She is a turned out wife of by the husband, you see, the soul, and she is simply sleeping. And she is altogether forgetful of the Lord, never even thought of the Lord, you see, and never cared for that. You tell us how she can be acceptable by her husband, Lord, you see. They are comparing our condition to the lady like that, you see. Yes.
तेरे छोड़ी सुती अवगुण मोती धन वे धन रासे.
Now Guru Nanak says, had she only been forgetful, even then that was all right, you see. That would not have made the matters worse. But instead of that, the lady had just leading a life in a very sensuous way, just enjoyments and other things, never cared for, you see. Would her husband ever like such a lady? Why? Had she been quiet, living at his parents' house, all quietly, never even of thinking, that's all, eh? But she is just leading a life quite in a, what you say, given out sensuous life, you see, not caring what it is. Such a wife cannot become acceptable to the Lord, you see. This has been our case. Ever since we left, you see, the Lord, we have been just given up to the sensual. We are forgetful of the Lord. Had that been even then, I think there was some hope. But instead of doing that, we have been just given up to our sensuous life, you see. Life of the senses we have been leading. And in such a way, how can we accept the Lord? We must be pure, you see. Blessed are they that are pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you are given up to all the sensuous lives, you see, life of the same enjoyments of the senses, we are going away and away. We are attached to the visible things and attached to that. And just every time we are go more and more into the enjoyments of the worldly affairs, quite forgetting our own self and the Lord, well, where is the hope left for such a soul, you see? He says, such like souls are always, you see, grieved, never happy. A wife can have his, you see, rest, peace, joy in the house of her husband. When she is on amicable terms with the husband, they enjoy a sweet home, a paradise, you see. If she is turned out, you see, from her husband, goes away outside to parents' home or anywhere, and lives just a sensuous life, given up to all the such life, how can she be acceptable to the Lord? This is just comparing ourselves with a lady like that, you see, that this has been our fate ever since we have been separated by the Lord. We have been always given up to sensuous life, never caring what happens, only at the time of death, when that did come, we simply repented, shed two tears and passed away, that's all. We got man body, God, how many times, even now we have got the man body. But what we are doing, we are giving up to the sensual life, to the life of the senses, enjoyments. Saint Augustine says that why we are unhappy in the world. He said the things that were given to us for use, we have begun to enjoy them, you see. And the thing what we had to enjoy, we are simply reading about that in our books, sometimes only attending churches or some holy place worship, that's all. Soul had to enjoy this Lord, you see. Should have come, known him himself, and come in contact with God, and enjoyed him, you see. Instead of that, soul has begun to enjoy this enjoyments at this sense organs, sensuous enjoyments. That is why we are unhappy. We have to make the best use of all these senses, you see. But instead of that, we are given up to the enjoyments of the senses. Such a soul can never be happy. Guru, how can that be happy? Is there any hope for him? Now further say. Jagadare, kadipi no.
Kama krodh ahankara vigutti ho maina ki taate.
He said, what sort of, the life she has been leading, she has been given up to lusty thoughts, to lust. You see now, lust, I think, is the greatest of all passions, you see, which overtakes a man. One thought of lust just defiles your whole body. Body is the temple of God. If you defile it, Bible says, then God punishes the man, isn't it? So we are defiling this, our temple of God, you see, we are carrying by thoughts of lust, by thoughts of anger, by thoughts of greed, by thoughts of attachment, and by thoughts of egoistic life, you see, assertion, authority, dominance, all of them. Result is clash, no peace, no joy. Just look to us. First of all, these are the things in which we have been now given up to, the sense life of the sense in that way, you see. We must be pure. Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God. We must have chaste lives. In word, thought, and deed, excepting, you see, the householders who are just to live according to the scriptures, you see, what they lay down for the householders' duty. That mind that householder life is no machinery of enjoyment. Mind that we have to take wives as our companions for this earthly sojourn. You see, so we love law. And that is one of the duty of begetting children, and for that our scriptures do prescribe, you see. Live up to them. So at all other times of life, you see, we must be chaste. You see, our master used to say, those who would like that their children be chaste, pure, they should set an example to the children. Children simply know how to copy, you see. They imitate what they see. I tell you, about 50 years back, when we were a child, I was a child, some of you brothers over here, I think, those who are old enough must be knowing, that they had very pure lives, chaste lives, our parents. Children were born, our brothers and sisters were born sometimes, we always asked them, well, how, where from this child has come? We never knew, you see. And we were told that only midwife had brought the child and left it here, you see. We could never dream it, you see. Our lives, our parents were so chaste and pure that we could never dream how these children come, you see. Now it is also, even little child, he will tell you why. They see, and they imitate. So example is better than precept. If you want that our children should be chaste, I think this power is the very useful, very valuable power, you see, we have got in us. If you maintain it, well, you will develop all around, physically, intellectually, and spiritually. Suppose there's a lamp, you see, there's oil in it, the kerosene oil in it. If there's a hole beneath and the oil just oozes out, there will be light left, you see. That's a very important thing, but we are given up to that. Just think another way. if you want to contact with the divine world within, you see, that is only when you transcend, come above the body consciousness. And those who are just given up to the lust, their thoughts are always going down, you see. How can such a soul catch that divine world within, come in contact with the divine world within? Diametrically opposite, you see. If you want to contact the divine world of the light of God, see the light of God, you have to come above this, rise above the body consciousness. But you are given to the lust, then naturally that will go stand in the way. It is just like where there is light, there is no darkness. You see? Where there is darkness, no light. How important it is, you see, I tell you. All masters in the past who came late stress on this. We are living chaste lives, lives of continence, you see. So we are given up to that. We are given to. Now, in anger, you see, our thoughts expand. We think evil of others, you see. We backbite, you see. We give us so many called names, you see. We are always thinking of others, evil of others. The soul expands. In the first case, the soul descends down. Instead of going up, going down. And similarly, by greed, it is just also expanding, you see. I want this like a howling wolf who is going round and around, finding out money whether by fair means or foul. So he does not care for that. So such a soul given up to such lives, you see. How can that soul analyze herself from the body and go up to come in contact with higher life? This is what he says. What sort of debauched life a soul is carrying on, you see? He is given up to the life of the senses, lust, all passions he is enjoying. Lust, anger, greed, and everything. And with that, egoistic life is still worse, you see. Everybody is fighting with the other. Oh, I am like that. Who else is like that? These things are simply debasing us, you see. Carrying us away from the higher life, you see. We are tied to the visible things naturally through the passions. And we should love. How can we love the invisible? And we are so much given up to the life of the sentient and the outer life that we can never even dream of, you see, of the higher life, you see. This is what Guru Nanak is just giving comparison, comparing us to a lady who has been separated from her wife, and she, instead of leading a pure life and seeking after reconciliation with her husband, you see, she's given up to the sensuous life. How can such a soul, such a woman can meet her Lord, you see? She will live like that. Ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. We must be chaste. We must be honest. You see? We must be forgiving. Forgive and forget. That's the only remedy for anger. Yes.
Udhar hans chalya firmaya bas mein.
Why you can't you keep it light here? You know, put it here. Right?
Nanak
sar ek 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 ek
udar nanak sar se naam mein bhul bhul pacho taan
ek ek kari padho pa
udar hans chalya farmaya bhasma bhasma samana.
Now Guru Dhani says, when leading such a life, man is passing life in such a way, you see, divided way. You see? Well, time does come when the soul leaves the body. You see? The indweller of the body is gone. Soul leaves the body. And the result is, the body is an earth, you see, the cloud of earth, it is just put on the ground. Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. This is the fate. All of us are having, you see, passing death. We have been separated from the Lord ever since the world began. Had we been otherwise, we have known God, you see. In that case, we would have sitting in some other consciousness, you see, but we are still unconscious of our own self and of God. This is just like a lady who has been separated from her husband, you see. She goes away to her parents' house. There she keeps quiet and never thinks of her husband and never cares for that thing. She never approaches anybody. Herself tries to reconcile him. Simply quiet. And had that been, that's all, even then it would have been all right. She, instead of doing that, she is given up to sensual life, you see. Life of the senses. In such a state of fear she passes her life, how can there be any hope for the reconciliation of such a woman with a husband? This is only comparison given to our soul that we have been separated from the Lord. We never cared, we never even remembered whether there was, yeah, there is any Lord of our soul, you see. We are simply going in forgetfulness, oblivious nature, you see, oblivion, you see. Instead, had that been, even that would have been all right. But the soul is given up under the control of the mind, given up to this life of the passions, senses. Such life leads all through his earthly sojourn, and the result is the time does come when the soul has to leave the body. And this is body, which is left over, this is just put on the ground, that's all. This is our fate. I mean, a true picture of our life we are leading, you see. Now further he says, is there any hope for a man, for a soul, and soul body you might say now, to have come above these passions and contacted God? Then he replies further, no.
Nanak sase naam vihuni bul bul pasto kaan.
Now Guru Nanak says, well, look here, there's a divine link in each man, within each of us. Had we come in contact with that, we would have been saved all this trouble, you see. There's a divine link in every man, you see. That divine link is called by the name of Word in the Bible. That is the creating, supporting, maintaining power of all creation, you see. In the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, and Word was God, you see. Again, you see, all heavens were made by Word, you see. And Word of God resides in heaven, that again, he said. That power, Word is with power. So had we just contacted that, where that power can be contacted, power of the Word, you see, that can be contacted only when you rise above the body consciousness. And that Word power is expressed in two ways, in the way of light and in the way of sound principle, you see. But you can contact it only when you rise above the body consciousness. Had we risen above the body consciousness, come in contact with that, that is more sweet, you see, intoxicating, as compared with all world outside, you see. Creator is more beautiful than all creation, you see. Had he contacted that, enjoyed that place, the soul, naturally, he would have awakened out of this state of affairs which I've been described before. So there's hope for everybody, even for the man who is given up to senses, life of senses, and some master meets him and he lives up to what he says. He simply gives him the very first day some experience as to how to rise above the body consciousness, and just gives him first and some experience of the light of God within. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, that was Bible says. You see? He sees the light of God within, enjoys that bliss from day to day practice, that becomes more sweet and ineffable. So had he done that, he would have awakened and met her Lord, and his coming and going would have been finished, you see. That is the only hope for any man, you see, any soul to go back to God. Word R, which is just expressed in the form of light and sound principle, that those are the only way back to God, you see. Had your soul come in contact with that and progress from day to day by regular practice, you would have reached your Lord, come back to your true home. But we have never cared for all this. There is a hope. There is a great possibility in man. Even in the worst of man who is leading such a life, you see. Only he has to invert and just to come in contact with that, if he does care. When a child asks for anything, naturally, you see, God does give. We must be at a real search for that. And God procures some opportunity to bring him in contact somewhere where he can be put on the way. And given a contact with the divine link within, by rising above the body consciousness. Yes.
Sunna hai pyara, ek ban tumhari, tu nij ghar vasra, aurul bas mehri.
No, naturally the point is, when we do not realize where we stand, you see, we have to just, as a man body, we have got discrimination. We can discriminate real from the unreal. If we ever do care, just read the scriptures, you see, what they say, well, all right, you have to leave the body someday. You are given up to the sensuous life. Well, this life simply keeps you attached to the worldly affair, to the visible things. And you want to see the invisible, how can they? Because that question will be solved sooner or later. You cannot quiet that, stamp out that question arising in the man. Search. Then naturally when it comes to realize we are separated from God, we have got some power overhead, you see. We are of the same essence as that of God, that God is our true Lord. Naturally, man, when he finds that he is separate from God, naturally he tried to do something, you see. And what can he do? Prayer comes first of all, you see. Prayer, you see, with prayer you can do such things which you cannot even dream of, you see. Where all human efforts fail, there prayer succeeds, you see. Works can be wrought by prayer, you see. You cannot even dream of doing it in the other way. Prayer comes from a weaker man to a stronger man, you see. Stronger power, higher power, for help. When we want to reach God, you see, our state of faith is like that just described by Guru Nanak, you see. How can we come in contact with the divine link, although residing in our own self? We are given up to the life of the senses. We have to transcend the body consciousness. How can we do ourselves with all our intellectual attainments and knowledge? The natural prayer will be to God, you see. Now the prayers will proceed from the true heart of the such a soul which feels separation, you see, at her heart, you see. He says, well, look here, oh Lord, hear my prayer. You see, you are living in the true home, enjoying, and I have been separated from thee, just carrying on my way through matter, you see, this mud, this body made of clay, you see, where you stand, where I stand, you see. Will you grace, send thy grace, and just send for me back to your home. That's a prayer. Naturally, it arises from the heart of a soul who feels that way. He prays, "Here, O Lord, you are living in your highest abode, and I am separated from thee, just tossing about in the worldly affairs, far away from thee. You know, whatever I am doing, you see, well, day to day I am doing something which is just carrying me away from you, you see. I am attached to the visible things. I have to rise above them, and how can I reach you? Would you care to condescend, you see, take care of me, to bring me back to your home?" This is a prayer that naturally arises from a true satya, seeker of Now the soul cries, says, "Look, O Lord, I am after all dying. I am separated from this. If a husband does not care for the wife, who else will care for her? You see? Then if you do not care for us, we are yours. If you do not care, who else will care for us? I am away from thee, you see. Given up to all, I am sad, I am pensive, I am grieved, and I am passing through so many difficulties. Only for the reason I am away from home." You see, a wife who is just sent away by her home, you see, and who else cares for her? Naturally, you see. He says, I am after all yours, you see. If you do not care for me, if your husband does not care for the wife, who else will care for the wife, you see? What others have to do with the wife? He said, "What should I do now? I am helpless, I can't do anything. How could I come to you? How can I appeal to you? With all what I know I am doing, I am the sinner most. I have sinned against what can be done? You kindly condition somehow or other. I am after all dying, good or bad." This prayer just goes out of the heart of it. Soul which is just seeking separation. You see, who is seeking after God, Lord, and feels very the pangs of separation, you see, within us. That's the beginning of the higher life, I tell you. First, the feeling of the state of affairs in which we are passing, you see. We must be conscious what we are. We do not know what we are. We are leading a life of senses, you see. We are given up to the enjoyments of the worldly affairs, enjoyments. We are so much so that we have forgotten ourselves and we have never dreamt of God, you see. After all, we have to leave the body, you see. This won't last long. We are simply on exile. It's the only temporary abode we have got, and we are given up to the life of enjoyment only. How can there be any hope for that? Of ourselves, we want to just come above this life of senses. How can we? We are helpless. The soul which realizes that condition, you see, naturally will pray. His hands will just rise up in supplication. Well, O Lord, you are in the true home. I am separated from thee. I am grieved, sad, and pensive, you see. Well, I still say that I am dying after Lord, whether good or bad. If his husband does not care for the wife, who else has anything to do with you? So I pray that I am after all dying, your kind condition to just bring me back to your home. Yes.
Amrit naam rasan ras rasana gur chavdi ras.
At the same time, the soul prays that I am given to understand there is a way back to you. and that is within us, and that is coming in contact with the world within, you see. And that can be contacted only when we rise above the body consciousness. That is sweet, you see, elixir, sweetest of all. If we once have a taste of that sweetness, all worldly enjoyment, taste of the worldly enjoyments will simply go away, have no significance, you see, will become insignificant. If that I have come to understand, then some way back that lies within me, if I, that is the two name or the word within me, you see. If I contact with that and just enjoy that enjoyment and the sweetness which that word has, you see, then there is a hope of my coming back to you. But how to come in contact with that divine word within, that's the difficulty. I do understand by reading the scripture and coming in contact with the Master, they say that there is way back to your home, to your Lord, and that is within you. And that way is straight is the way, you see? Straight is the way. The way outside, into going into expression, that go to this one to destruction. That straight way begins only after when you close your eyes, it is darkness and state. When you just, that door is open within you with the help of some Master, then the way is broader and broader and broader, you see. That gives you everlasting life. And that I understand from reading the scriptures. But how can I have that way? That's the meaning. This is what prayer, soul prayers, you see. It is prayer being made by a soul who is feeling separation after the Lord. Yes. Now again said, well, to come in contact with the word, that is the greatest wealth a man can have, which is everlasting and always resides with you. When you leave the body, even if that goes along with you, see? There is no other companion except that word within you, Holy Ghost within you. When you come into that care, that never leaves you till the end of the world. So can I have no other companion? That's the only companion of the soul which can ever remain with him. Then how can I have that thing? Without that, I am nowhere. Either send me that Holy Ghost so that I may contact and go back to the true home, that's all. But I do not know how to go up. Yes. Again, he said that I have read the scriptures, and the scriptures say that is the only true wealth that goes along with the soul, you see, of coming in contact with the wealth of Nam, or the word within. That gives you light, you see light, and that light remains with you forever, even you leave the body. That's the only true wealth which goes along with you, all other things, including body, outward possessions. Life does not consist in possessions, you see. That life consists in coming in contact with the divine word within you. You see, that's the only thing which can go along with that. And that I've read in the scriptures and heard from this Master as well. But I cannot have that wealth. How to earn that wealth, you see? Amass that wealth. That I do not know. I've heard, read in scriptures, no doubt. But how to come in contact with that? Scriptures say so. There's way back to God within you. That only commences when you rise above the body consciousness. And once you come in contact, that will lead you back to God. That I do know. I have come to know by reading the scriptures. But how to come in contact with that? That is the difficulty. This is prayer sent up by the soul who is seeking after God. Even after reading scriptures, The first difficulty arises, you see, you can read the scriptures, but you cannot know the true import of the scriptures unless you learn, though, that the feet of somebody who has got the practical experience of what is stated in the scripture. If you just read only with the intellect, in an intellectual way, there are some things we do follow, but we do not know what it is exactly. To understand the true import of life, understanding will come when the understanding is open. He opened their understanding, this is what the Bible says. Some master opens the understanding. This is one thing, and that I know, I have learned. But how to come in contact, that's the difficulty, you see. Behold me. If I do come in contact with the word, that is the way back to God, I must reach you. But how to come in contact, that I do not know. Book says so, there is a way back, the light of God with me. The sound principle reverberating in every heart in all creation, but how to come in contact, that I do not know. Books do not speak of it. They simply give a statement, description of the experiences that the master had with themselves. How did they rise above the body consciousness, came in contact with the divine world, and they went back and rose into God consciousness. You see? And that I have read in scriptures, but I do not know how to come in contact with that. There's a true prayer, you see, going out from a real seeker after God. Naturally, these things will come up. Yes.
Sajan de Shubhade Shire Sane Dhani Sar Samali Tina Sajana Mundanayan Bharani.
Now, when a man prays, he does not find any way out, what will he do? Naturally, he will ask those people, you see. It's just like a state of, woman, you see, who is separated by her lord. She wants to go back to her husband, you see. Her prayers do not reach her husband. Naturally, she seeks somebody, some intermediary, to just take his message to her lord, you see. So as you praying, you see, and he says there's no, reply to that. Then what does such a seeker after God? Simply they will cry out with those people who daily go back to God, you see. Praise God, see God, and do the master. Now she is praying to the master, well, look here, you people go over to God daily. Would you carry my message to him? That I am in a state, such a state of affairs, you see. That you are living in your true home, I am away from being just stuck fast in the physical body and outer environment. Is there any hope for me?
Sar samali utna sajna mund nan bharengi.
Simply just like a wife, you see, would like to meet her husband and her prayers do not prevail, then she simply finds some intermediary who is a friend of her husband. Well, will you kindly carry my message to my husband and tell her what is my state of affairs? I am remembering you from every moment of life. And out of, while remembering, my tears roll down my cheeks, you see, in your separation. Well, convey this state of affairs, so the friend or the man going on to the Lord. Will you kindly convey my message to my Lord, you see? And tell him that I am in such a state of affairs, I'm just crying and weeping in your separation, you see. Every moment I am remembering you, you have not forgotten you. Now, away Sarah, the man who is going to the Lord, just carry my this message to him, telling him that I am passing such like days. Will you do something for me? Yes.
Mundanana Bharendi Guna Sarendi Kyun Prabhu Mila Pyare
He said, well, tell him that I am crying, you see. My ears are just shedding tears. And at the same time, I am crying, well, oh Lord, how can I meet you? Just take this state of affairs to the Lord, where I am just in your separation, my condition is like that. Will you hear me and do something for me to come back to you? Very dreadful way, you see. Yes. Yeah. But
मार्ग पंथ ना जानो बिखड़ा क्यों पाये फिर प्यारे.
And again, in addition to that, well, tell the Lord that I do not know which way leads to you. Faith is the way. I do not know how to enter that way, how to open that way. That I do not. And it is said it is very difficult to go on that way too. But in the place I do not know the way. Faith is the way. I do not know. It is all darker than I close my eyes. Then, well, I do not know the way, and do not know. I also given to understand that it's a very hard way. How to rise above the body consciousness is very difficult. Well, my dear Lord, how can I reach you? You're dearest to me as compared to everything in the world. I want to come back to you. My dear Lord, would you care for me? I would have come off myself had I known the way, you see. But state is the way. What should I do? And I understand that way, that passing, treading on that way is very difficult. The Bible says, very few there are who find the way, the straight way within. Unless some son of man reveals that way, how can you find the way? This is a prayer going out from a very, what you say, the soul who is pining after his Lord, you see, in separation.
Satguru Shabdi Mile Vichni Tan Man Aage Rakhe.
He says, on this, you see, prayer is hard after all, you see. Any prayer coming out from the bottom of our hearts, you see, that is hard, you see. What kind of prayer is hard? Guru Nanak says that prayer should be real. Your lips and the heart must agree. What your heart wants, that should come to your mouth. We say prayers only from the mouth. Heart wants worldly desires, worldly things. You see? And my mouth alone just content to give us Holy Communion. How will God give, you see? What is in your heart, that should come out to this, come out to your mouth, you see? Then the two agree, and you must be sincere. Then the God will just make you sit by Him and ask you, well, dear friend, what you want, I'll give you. Such a prayer is only hard. I'll just relate you one instance. You see, a young child was just in a room, you see, inside, and her mother was in the kitchen, you see. Milk was boiling pot, was coming to the boiling point, and the child inside the room, he wanted to stand up, you see. His foot just slipped, he fell down. Then he again wanted to stand up, he caught hold of the wall, again his hand slipped and again he fell down. Then he caught hold of some chair, and the chair overturned and again he fell down. Being helpless, he cried out, oh mother. That cry came out of the heart of the child becoming helpless, you see. What was the result? That voice reached the ears of mother sitting in the kitchen, you see. And the milk was just coming to the boiling point. He did not care for the milk, ran up, you see. Went to the room, just took up the child and embraced it and brought back to the kitchen, you see. When she arrived back, the milk was spilled, you see. Because that was boiling over. And the child asked his mother, mother, I am very dear to you. She said, yes, my child, you are very dear to me, no doubt. You are not cared for the milk and you run up for me. And yes, it is so. That's all right. 2 or 3 days after, he thought, now it is very easy to call the mother, you see. I'll simply say, cry, oh mother, and mother will come, you see. He did not fall down that day, fall down. He simply was, while sitting, he was crying, oh mother, oh mother, oh mother, oh mother. He was going crying on, but mother would not come, you see. Very strange. He thought, perhaps today mother has got some more valuable thing. You see, inside, that is why she has not come. She simply glided on and came to the mother and took hold of her shoulder and stood up and said, well, mother, what are you cooking today? The mother said, only pulses just in the being cooked. And no, no, that can't be. Show me. When he showed her, showed the child, really it was pulse being cooked. And how is it, mother? That day I simply cried once, oh mother, you ran up like anything. You came up to me. Today I have been crying, oh mother, for half an hour you have not cared to come. What is it? Why did you come to me? And the mother said, well, dear friend, this crying was not from your heart. It was all hollow, you see. It did not come out of your heart. That is why I have not come. So this prayer comes out the bottom of our heart that we really feel for God and want to meet Him. God will make arrangements to bring you closer to Him. And what is that arrangement? He simply affords such an opportunity that you are brought in contact with some master who is the mouthpiece of God, who is contacted with God, who can simply give you a first-hand experience how to rise above the body consciousness, open your inner eye and give you contact with the divine link within. He affords such an opportunity. And I tell you, masters are also working under the orders of God, you see. Just a man standing on the top of a hill, I tell you, he sees all around, he sees where the fire is burning. And what does he do, you see? Just like those masters who just rise above this body of man, you see? In the half end, they look all around, who is seeking after God, where? Here, everywhere, in India, or Europe, or America, that makes no difference to him. It is simply God. It is God above working through him. He sees well where it is. What does he do? Either he comes to him, or he is just afforded some, like, instant opportunity that he is brought in contact with him, you see, either of the two. Even in dreams, even in their meditations, they are just guided up to that personality. And I have seen, Master's power has been guiding those people coming up to the places, even addresses to them, you see. So if our search is true, our prayers come from the bottom of our heart, and we really want God, you see, God will afford opportunity. What to come, you bring you in contact with some who is in contact with Him. He will put you on the way. That's all. Sometimes, thirsty man goes to the well or the water pump, you see, to receive the water. And sometimes, the gardener brings the water and sprinkles to the plants over there, you see. Some or other, water is given to you. That is true such what Guru Nanak says, and that true such, that cry, that prayer came out of the heart of such a hungry soul, thirsty soul, and God, what did He do? He just brought in contact with a master, you see, true man. And what did He do? Well, He wanted 3 things in return. You see, He gave us a contact to the divine link within. You see, He put me on the way, such a thirsty soul is put on the way back to God. And for having progress on the way, splendid progress on the way, you will have to just sacrifice something. And what? That is, He says, 3 things. And just tell you what those 3 things. 1 is the physical body. The other is all possession. You see? And third is the mind. If you just lay down these things, to him, you will just progress. You will have contact with the thing. Contact will be given by the master, no doubt. But you will progress like anything on the way. You just can sacrifice all these things. And how? That's fine. It is related of one King Janak in India, you see. He was just out of the search of God, you see. First he called up all rishis of India, of those old times, and called for a congress, you see. And asked them, well, tell me what is this theory, you see. The Yagvaluk Rishi stood first, and he got the whatever thing was kept for being given away to the rishi. He got it. One realized soul was there, you see, who had realized himself in God. That was named by Gargi, was her name. She put a question to Yagvaluk Rishi and told him, well, you have spoken of some theory. Do you see that reality with your own eyes about which you have spoken? You see, the man was truthfully said no. I only know the theory. I do not know the reality, you see. What I understood, I explained to you. Nothing more. Naturally, Janak had to call for another conference in which he invited all possible rishis of those times and laid out one platform like that. And look here, he told them, well, look here, if any man will want now first-hand contact, first-hand experience of that reality within, coming in contact with light, how to transcend the body. Is there anyone amongst you who can give me that contact within the shortest period? You should come or sit here so that I may have that boon from him. Nobody there, you see. It's not an easy joke, I tell you. You can explain things, you can give lectures, you can give any number of talks. But to give first an experience to somebody that only will come from a man who has got first and experience himself and is competent to give you contact, that experience. Only one Ashtavakra Rishi, named Ashtavakra, came up and sat on the platform. Others simply laughed, you see. Why? For two reasons, that it is not a joke to give any man experience in so short a time, you see. How can that be possible? The man should be prepared, this and that thing, so many things. They simply laughed just at it, in mockery, you see. And the other reason was that Ashtavakara had this body, you see, in order, you see. He got 8 mountains, you see, in the body, projections in his body. That is, he was called by the name Ashtavakara, having 8 projections in the body. Well, what did he see, you see? He says, well, look here, Janak. Yes, you want realization first and experience. And yes, sir. And why are these cobblers sitting here? Yes, sent for them. How can he give you a realization? Cobblers means who is just dealing with the skin. Those are just stuck fast in the skins, and their souls have never come above the body conscious. How can they give you first and experience? The rishis, other rishis, were ashamed, you see. Then the king came up. He said, would you give me some experience first? Yes. He said, I want 3 things first. Give me that promise and I will give you first an experience. And what did he do? He said, well, look here, I want your body, the possessions you have got, and your mind. If you just give me that for a while, I will give you first an experience. He said, all right. This your thirsty soul will require, and he will be ready to sacrifice anything for the time being. That's all right. All right, look here. He said, all right, I have given my physical body, my all possessions, and my mind. All right. But look here. You have given your physical body. Go, sit in the shoes over there. In his own court, you see, King was ordered to go and sit in the shoes, you see. You see, this pride, egoistic life would not permit any man to do that. When a master comes, generally you see the learned men and men of position very rarely come to them to find a way out. They always say, oh, we are men of, what do we care? And those in position, they say, oh, what, to, why to go to such a place? And men of the average class derive most benefit from such masters, you see, always that has been the case, you see. Then he first thought, well, in my own, you see, court, all my ministers there, I'm just going to sit in the shoes. But he said, well, I've given my body, there are no questions to grumble now. He went over there and sat down. And then he still wanted to tell the king himself that he's sitting in the shoes, you see. He said, where are you sitting now, general? He said, well, there, sir, I'm sitting in the shoes, the lowest of all. All right. Look here, you've given all your possessions. Don't take away mine to the possession that you've given away to me. All right. He sees it is a coat, these are my ministers. He closes his eyes so that he may not see, and his mind should not go over there, you see. Then he hears the voice out there, this is my minister speaking, this is my foreigner, this is my commander-in-chief speaking. Again the mind goes out to the possession. He closes his ears and closes his eyes, so that his mind should not run away through the eyes and through the ears, you see. You see, 83% of the impressions from outside come through the eyes only, 83%. And 14% come through the ears, you see. 97% of the impressions from the outside world come through these two organs of sense. And naturally he closes his ears and closes his eyes and ears both. Now his mind is attached to the outward thing, naturally mind runs and goes over there. Sometimes the mind thinks, goes to the palaces, sometimes to the queens, sometimes to the wealth, to the ministers. Mind goes again, he brings back the mind. Look here, you've given all this to the rishi, why you go over there? Goes there again, brings back, again goes there, again brings back, you see. This is a struggle like that going on within him. Then after a while, well, that he put in the question, well, Janak, where are you now? He said, well, Rishi, my state is just like that of a crow sitting over the mast of a ship, you see. Flying all around, finds no place to sit, you see. He sees water everywhere, again goes and flies back to the mast, you see. This is something like that I am now, in a condition like that. My mind goes over there to the Rishi, to the ministers, to the wealth, to the treasures, to the commander-in-chief and to palaces and others. I say, I've given everything to him. That goes and I bring back. All right. You have also given your mind to me. Don't think for a while. You see? You have given your mind to me. Don't think for a while. He was who wanted, you see, such an experience in so short a while, naturally. He had some training like that, you see. He said, all right. He simply stilled his mind, you see. When mind was still, the Rishi gave an impetus, you see, thought transcends his soul, left the body, you see, come above the body consciousness. Inner eye opened, he saw the light, you see. So Guru Nanak says, when God heard my prayer and just brought me in contact with the two masters, to whom I just devoted these three things, you see, laid down at his feet, and he gave me first an experience, you see. You see, those who are given initiation today, how it happened, you see. Your ask is just in leave of all thought of the body. Don't think of the outside. It's the same thing. Well, when you, little while you still there, and that is again, you were up, you saw the light for your own self, you see. After a while, then he told the Janak, well, Janak, leave off. Have you got the first experience now? He said, yes, I see light, I see, I hear these things, that thing. So Guru Nanak says, my true pair of a soul, seeking soul, is heard by God. And what he does, he just brings a force and opportunity to bring me, to come in contact with some two masters. to whom, if you just devote yourself physically, intellectually, and work up to what he says, you'll get the first-hand experience. And I did get. Yes.
नानक अमृत बिरख महारस फलिया मेरे प्रीतम रस चाखे.
He said, I came in contact with that Sri Elixir of the world within, you see, and that now progress from day to day. As I came in contact with it, given the first hand contact, I am now putting in time daily, progressing on the way like anything, you see. That tree, you see, that was laid within me, now that is bringing forth abundant of fruit, you see. And this is through the grace of the Master. Master met me with the grace of the Lord over there, who heard my sincere prayer and brought me in contact with him, and I had to just sacrifice, pray the gratitude, these things. Only then I could progress at the first mission. Those who cannot lay these things, you see, for a while even, they simply bring in their intellect, interfere with it, and they don't get any experience. That has been the case ever since the world began, you see. In this way, Guru Nanak says, the prayer of the seeking man, you see, was heard. He brought God, afforded opportunity. It is only with the grace of God that a two masters met. Otherwise, two masters are very rare, you see, I tell you. There are so many masters. The world is full of masters. Two masters you'll find very rare. Raja King Janak found out only one man out of the whole of India, you see, who was competent to give him first an experience. Even now you'll find how many other masters can give you first an experience at the very first sitting. Very rare you'll find. Yes. Now Guru Nanak says, you see, when you meet with a master, well, think it, take it, that God has sent your true husband, God, has sent that man to bring you back home. You see? He has not come after himself, he is sent by God. And then what you should do? He says, simply follow what he says. You see? You have been called back by God to come back to your true home, and he has sent that master to bring you back to your true home, you see. Come back and enjoy your heavenly bliss, that's all. Don't delay. Don't you see what the world will say? You see? I tell you, such like people who are real after spiritual things, the worldly people do not like them. They say, oh, he's not fit for society. Genuinely, they'll say like that. Those people do have pity on you, I tell you. They sympathize with you. They less consider less you are only led astray, well, you are nowhere, that is out of sympathy. They just detain you from standing in your way, going to your master, you see. Masters, well, all right, outward things are not for enjoyment, these are for use. They say, well, let us enjoy someday. What are you doing now? You are not fit for the society now. This is just like the egg of a hen and, of a duck. Both are just laid down on the hen and those bring forth children, you see. Chickens are born, and they go around hen with the chickens go around, you see. Those chickens, you see, which are born of the duck's eggs, they have natural affinity for water. When they come by the side of a pond or some water, you see, they will simply leap into the water because they have natural affinity. And what do the hen and the other chickens do? They simply pluck, you see. Out of sympathy, oh, they are gone, you see. They are drowned. There is the help left for them. Seems this is the fate with those people. Those who have got real search for God, thereafter when they meet a master, they natural affinity, you see, they just go up to them, not caring what the world says, and your sympathizing friend simply say, oh, poor fellow, his brain is not order, what he's taken up, he no more fit for the society, he just not dance or dancing parties, this and that. See, what has become to him? This is out of sympathy they do. We should be thankful, you see. So Guru Nanak says, when such a master does meet you, what is the part of the revenge to be played by you? For a husband, separated wife, who is sitting in his father's home, and her husband, just caring, listening to the prayers and to the intervention of others, you see, is sending you a man just to bring her, tell her to come back, bring her, then what should the wife should do? She should go at once. Don't care what his mother says or his father says, you see. Beginning life, you see, the special birth, the worldly and the spiritual birth, by giving reference to the worldly wife, you see. He says, when the master does come to you, well, it is the man coming from your husband, God, well, you should not delay that. Go back and enjoy the bliss of your true home.
Yes.
Chaitanya, now you should not resent, why my husband had not called me before. Be thankful that she has called for just now, you see. You leave all your pride. Be humble. Be meek. You see? What's the way back to God? St. Augustine, some people ask St. Augustine, he said, first humility, second humility, and third humility. Be humble. Be meek. And you simply, Father, don't what your husband said, go back. Don't you think, well, it is below your dignity, why should I go myself? Why should not the husband come and take me? Such like this, you should not care, you see? Yes.
Satya Rati Mile Milai Man Mukhyar Jani.
He says, what will that master do? He will simply bring you in contact with the divine link within. You simply come in contact, that's the way back to God. He will guide you, help you outside and inside to reach your true home. If you turn away from your master, then well, there's no hope for you. God sends a man to bring you back to your true home, and you do not care for what he says. Or if you are put on the way back, given a contact, even then after that you do not care for his words. You simply say, all right, that's option. You do not live up to what he says, then there is delay. Those who are under the control of mind, not live up to what the master says, but live up to what their mind says, you see, selects for their own self, they are always nowhere, you see. When you come to a master, you must live up to what he says, not up to what your mind says, you see. Well, we have been entangled in the world ever. We were separated from Lord, we are just passing about in the world, not seen our true home back. We have not gone back to our true home. That is due to the mind. You see, when you come to a master, just do what he says. Live up to that. And it is very difficult, I tell you. There may be people found who can sacrifice all their wealth. Even such like people you will find there. But there are very few people who will just physically be serving you like a bought slave, you see. But rare you'll find who can give their minds to the master. Just live up to what he says. Keep your life clean. Don't obey the dictates of your mind, but obey the words of the master. If he love me, keep my commandments, you see. Such like men can only go up straight to their homes. And for that purpose, hearing the inner, you see, yearnings of your heart, of a thirsty soul, to meet the Lord, God makes arrangement to bring you in contact with some master. And that master puts you on the way. You simply love up to what, live up to what he says. Then your way is clear. You go back quickly like that. What does he say? He says, well, have clean lives, you see. Don't think evil of others. In mind. Have truthful lives. Have chaste lives. Love God and love all humanity. Have self-restraint. This is what he expects from you. Because ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. And further he said, I bring you bread of life and the water of life. If you just drink that water of life, all thoughts will leave you of your worldly affairs. I am the bread of life, he says, you see. The world was made flesh. The world was the bread of life. Eat it daily. That's the food of your soul. If you live up to what he says, naturally you'll go back to God, meet him and see face to face, day to day, progress like that. Yes, Father.
Governor, तब घूंघट कैसा मत की फोड़ निरानी नानक आपे आप पछाने गुरुमुख तत्व विचार.
Now Guru Nanak says, well, look here, when you are just started on the way, why are you now ashamed of what the world will say? You are now not fit for the worldly affair. You are not fit for the society. Don't care for the world what the world says, because they say from their own angle of vision. Their angle of vision is the body. And your angle of vision has changed to the soul. You see things from this angle of the soul now. Diametrically opposite. Well, don't care what the world will tell you. What you should do? Just rise above the physical body, the astral body, and the causal body. Just break through these vestures, three vestures.